Good morning, friends, on this beautiful autumn morning. I hope that you're all keeping well. I love the term wilderness. It describes a place and time where our usual ways of being and our ordinary coping mechanisms are stripped away. These times can leave us feeling vulnerable and thin-skinned, easily tipping over into sorrow, anxiety, and despair, and sometimes even feeling truly destabilized. But they're also opportunities for us to venture into a deeper way of being in relationship with ourselves and with God, to recognize our usual urges for activity, productivity, entertainment, consumerism, and escapism. Not to judge these or belittle ourselves for these, just to notice with gentleness the unsettledness inside. And then to choose to follow the call of this time to remain, to abide, and to deepen our rootedness in the sacred richness of this life in God, rather than being scattered by all the activity and stuff that pulls us away from simple attending. I've been spending quite a bit of time in these weeks of lockdown in quiet reflection and silent retreating, just sitting gazing at the sky, the grass, the dam, and the autumn leaves. And a few times I've experienced the veil of my dull perception parting, and I've had this taste of the profoundly sacred richness and beauty of the moment in its sheer simplicity and gentle silence. That moment that is always filled with the quiet, undemanding, yet never absent presence of God, the I Am. And it struck me how easily hidden this dimension of life is. I can move past exactly the same scene, but with all the clutter in my life and the noise in my head, it looks flat and just ordinary. We fling so much at ourselves, trying to find the very contentment that is patiently waiting for us to finally, eventually, slow down, stop, wait, gaze, and simply be. In one of our groups, we're working with a book called The Soul of a Pilgrim by the author Christine Wolters Paintner. And she wrote that inner pilgrimage is a call to embark on a rigorous journey of reclaiming ourselves and our relationship to God, but that it often comes without our bidding, exactly as this time of global pandemic has. In describing the call to pilgrimage, she wrote, "We know we can't return to life as usual. That way is now closed. This is the call to which we must respond. If we say no, it means numbing ourselves and living in denial of the great shifting we've experienced. When we say yes, it means to acknowledge that even our moments of profound sorrow can lead us to renewed vision and life." And so this morning's service is a call to return to God, to abide in the simplicity and beauty of this moment, where we are stripped of our usual clutter and invited to embrace this opportunity a vulnerable wilderness encounter. So let us pray together. Our beloved Lord, we come to you in this time where we do feel ill at ease sometimes, off our equilibrium, sometimes wistful, sometimes uncertain. And we recognize the stripping away of our usual escape hatches, the usual ways that we clutter and clog our lives with distraction, so that we avoid this kind of unease and bareness of this time. And so we ask that you will guide us through this wilderness with tenderness, that as our souls are laid bare before you, you will awaken us to the hidden treasure of your presence that reveals itself in the simplicity of just being. And we stumble across the rich, beautiful contentment that we scrabble around for so much of our lives, and it's simply here, in this. So won't you be with us in this time? Tear the veil that lies between us, that we may see you, hear you, feel you, in the simple beauty of this morning. Amen.